Well, our fans have, been great throughout the time that I've been here. They've been great this season. I think they cause problems for other teams. And, players just feed off that energy when you're playing at home. There's no question about that. Our offense and defensive guys, get fired up when the crowd gets into it, on third downs. And certainly, after a touchdown, I think we're just able to feed off that energy from the crowd. I think that makes a big difference.
Peyton, can it affect the other side, Andrew Luck in this instance? Can your crowd affect the opposing quarterback?
Oh, I don't know. It depends on the game, I guess. Depends on how it goes. But, you want the crowd to be a factor anytime you're playing at home, try to make communication difficult.
Is there such a thing as being too fired up at the beginning of the game? Do you got to try to tell guys, hey, let's keep it in check, start?
I'm not sure about that. I think we got a lot of guys that are, some of them are playing in their first playoff game, and they're supposed to be excited. It's an exciting time. That's why you've worked hard in the weight room all off season. So, being excited, just as long as you can still, do your job, maintain your discipline on doing your job. But nothing wrong with playing with a lot of emotion and a lot of excitement. I think that's a healthy thing, I think. I live here in Denver now, and so I certainly try to. The foundation has done some things here to try to help out some of the some of our youth here in the Colorado areas, and but like I've always done, I've always given back to the other areas that I've lived in, whether it's New Orleans areas and kind of the whole state of Tennessee where I went to school and where my wife's from, and then of course lived in Indianapolis for 14 years. But I live here in Colorado now, so the majority of our foundation work is based here in Colorado, where most of the money goes. But we still give money. We had a Thanksgiving food drive there in Indianapolis. We've done that for quite some time, and I just feel that I've had four communities that have been that have had a big impact on me, and so I've tried to give back to those kind of four communities where I grew up, where I went to college, where I played the first part of my pro career, now where I live now.
And Andrew Luck kind of has, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he kind of has the burden of dealing with your legend in Indianapolis. What, if any, is it like for you dealing with the comparisons of the young Andrew Luck?
What is it?
I missed it. What is it like for you to deal with comparisons, comparisons between you two, the history? Obviously, he's first overall pick in Indianapolis.
I guess if you're the first pick of the draft, you're always going to be compared to other first picks. And I guess when you play for a team, there's going to be comparisons to the other quarterbacks that have played. But, obviously, he's had it's an outstanding start to his career. It's not a surprise at all to me. The guy has as much talent as he has. You combine that with the kind of work ethic that you hear that he has, and the times that I've been around him, you just kind of knew he was going to do everything he could combined with his talent to be a special player. And he's had a great start. He's had an awesome year this year. It's really allowed their team to win as many games as they've had because of the way he's played combined with the way their defense has played. So. I've never thought much about comparisons, how it affects me, and I'm sure he doesn't either.
Hey, is there a lesson to be learned when you won your Super Bowl right here? Your postseason stats didn't jump off the page. You had other years where you had big stats and you didn't win the Super Bowl. Is there anything to that or lesson?
I guess there may be, Mike. I'm not sure I know the answer to it. So. This is 2015, we're playing Indianapolis in this, divisional round, and that's kind of where the focus is on trying to, do our job versus a good team. A team that's playing hot, a team that's playing with a lot of momentum, won six out of the last seven, coming off a good win against a good Cincinnati team. So we're kind of trying to do our job, and, anything that's happened in the past, in years past, six, seven, 8 years ago, I'm not sure the impact that it has on this particular game.
Have there been years where you felt like you had to carry the team as you went into the postseason, and this year maybe less so because of the way the running game or defense?
Yeah, I guess I've always just tried to do my job. I know that's probably a boring answer, but, I think everybody wants to do their job every week you play, all season, you want to do your job, right? You know, Tlaib wants to do his job. Cletty wants to do his job. I want to do my job. And, you know, when you're playing potentially the last game of, you know, the season, you want to be sure you're doing your job. So that's what I've always tried to do, and that's what I'm going to try to do, you know, Sunday versus these guys.